right.
Be'ezra Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi, Rav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages, the safety for the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Nun Gimel. And we left off at the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis at the word Gufa. Good morning to Reuven from Harrisburg, to David Yoshua, Avram David, Yitzchak Aryeh, and Dr. Joe. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Gufa. We just learned previously. Whenever the Gemara says Gufa, means we're repeating the words of Chizkiah about redeeming Ma'aseh Sheni, which is not worth a pruta. So Amar Chizkiah, it's going to be probably pretty much the topic of the entire daf today, is understanding the statement of Chizkiah, challenging the statement of Chizkiah. Gufa. Amar Chizkiah. Ma'aseh Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. I don't know, you have a very, very small backyard and you're growing, you know, this fruit, and you finally grow one little half of fruit, but it's not even worth a pruta.
Sounds like my
and you gotta take Ma'aseh Sheni off of it. But so Chizkiah holds you can't redeem something worth half a pruta on a pruta. Ma'aseh Sheni bo shava pruta. So what do you do? Omer. We know that you have to add an extra fifth when you're redeeming your own Ma'aseh Sheni. So if it itself is not worth a pruta, then the fifth is for sure not worth a pruta. So it and its fifth, how do you redeem it? Mechulo al mos rishonos. You have to take previous money that you used for last year's crop of Ma'aseh Sheni when you had more than a sheva pruta. You had... And there's extra, because usually you redeem it for a little extra. We're going to learn, and we learned a little bit yesterday, that you don't redeem for the exact amount. You have to always have a little bit extra in the money. So you had last year $10 worth, so you used $15 to redeem $10 worth on that extra $5 from last year. That's where you're going to be mechal the less than a pruta. Omer, huva mushal ha'mos ha'rishonos. Lefishi yefshalo la'adam l'tzamtzeh ma'osav. Because you're not supposed to redeem with an exact amount of money. You're supposed to always have a little extra. And the reason for this is because you don't always exactly know the value of the fruit, so you're not going to do it with the exact amount. You're always going to do a little bit extra. So you have a little bit extra, that's what you should use for the less than a pruta. Mesive, we're going to ask a question against Chizkiah from a Mishnah in Bikurim. It says in the Mishnah Bikurim, Hatruma v'habikurim. Let's say you have truma that's eaten by a non-kohen, or eaten by a kohen who's tummy, or bikurim that's eaten by a non-kohen, or by a kohen who's tummy. Hatruma, hold on 1 second. Yeah, Bikurim has the similar halachas to Truma. Hatruma v'abikurim, if a non-kohen eats it or kohen whose tummy eats it, chayav n'aleim misa, if a non-kohen eats Truma or a kohen whose tummy eats Truma, he's chayav misa bidei shamayim. V'chomesh. But if you eat it b'shogeg, right, if the non-kohen or the kohen tummy eats it b'shogeg, so then he has to pay for it and pay an extra fifth. Also, you give it to the Kohen. Vasurim Lazarim. Obviously. That's what they told me. What do you mean? If you chayav misa, obviously you're not allowed to eat it. Vasurim Lazarim. It's usher for a non-Kohen to eat it, and usher for a Kohen who's tummy to eat it. Vein nichse Kohen. Truma, once you give it to the Kohen, belongs to the Kohen. If he wants to get married using this, he's allowed to use it. It's his money. As opposed to Ma'aseh Sheni, we're going to see in a second, according to some, you're not allowed to, right? Remember, we learned Rav Meir says Ma'aseh Sheni is mamon gavoy. You can't marry a woman. But Truma, you can.
Silly question. If you have 10 oranges, as you think, you take one orange size, that's like, you know, that's
asset. And then by accident, you eat that one orange. You can just replace it with another orange, right? Once you make a hectation, that one.
Are you talking about Truma or Maser?
I guess Maser. I guess, and there's Truma.
Maser, I believe, there's no Isser to eat. Maser. Yeah, if you eat it, if you mafresh it, you eat it. Like you didn't give it to the Levi?
You didn't give it to him. Or you have 10 items, and you take one of the items. If by accident, your child or whatever it is ate the item or took the item that was supposed to
be. So you will mafresh it, but you didn't give it to the Levi?
Correct, and you lost it, and it's gone. You just replaced it with another item, another orange.
I'm not even sure you have to. I mean, he stole from the Levi. So what do you do with Maiser? Are you asking Maiser instead of, because Truma, we're about to learn right here what the din is. I think, but Maiser, yeah, I'm not sure. If you're mafresh it, but then he never ends up getting there, yeah, it's like you stole it from him. You didn't give it to him. Yeah, you have to replace it.
Well, but Truma, you'd be chayav misa.
If you do it by accident, then you have to pay chomesh. You have to pay an extra fifth. Yeah, you stole from the Kohen. V'hein nichsei Kohen, it belonged to the Kohen. V'olim be'echad umeya. And if you have 100 of chulin, if it get mixed up, if the one thing of truma gets mixed up in 100 times the truma, so it's batel, and the whole thing is considered to be chulin. Usually midoraisa it's batel barov, just 1 in 2 it's batel, but midorabanan it's batel 1 in 100. Utuunin rechitzas yadayim. You have to wash your hands before eating truma. By the way, gentlemen, the reason. And good morning. Good morning, Avram Moshe HaKohen. Is it Avram Moshe? I think so. Avram Moshe Menitzak Isaac HaKohen. Utunu Chizrem. The reason all of us who are not Kohanim wash our hands every day for bread is because of this din, that the Kohanim have to wash their hands. So, even though we're not Kohanim, but Chazal made the decree on everybody. You have to wash your hands before eating truma, because your hands have tuma on them. Midrabanan, we assume that your hands are tummy, and therefore you have to wash them before eating truma. Vaharev shemesh, a kohen who became tummy and went to the mikvah to purify himself has to wait till nightfall to eat truma. That's the first mishnah in Shas talks about that. Mishah shakohanim nechanas lechol b'trumasim. Harei elu. Bitshuma ubikurim, mashe ein kain b'maiser. These laws do not apply to maiser sheni. Now says the Gemara, ma mashe ein kain b'maiser. Sounds like all these laws don't apply by maiser. Now one of them is that it's batel 1 in 100. Lav mechlal de maiser batel beruba. Can't we infer from this that Meiser is not batel 1 in 100? It goes back to the regular din that it's batel berov. If you have two cucumbers, that's not Meiser, and one cucumber that's Meiser sheni falls in. So that's it. You can eat all of them. It's batel berov. V'im isa dechizkia. If we hold like chizkia that said, that even Maiser that does not have a Shavah Pruta, the way you redeem it is redeeming it on money that you already did it one time. So then, which Maiser are we saying that it's Batal Barov? Since you could redeem it, even if it's less than a Pruta, you could redeem it. So Havalei Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Every Maiser is something that it's possible to eat it, or you could remove its status from it. So in other words, the only types of Issa that we say are Batel are things that you can't get rid of the Issa status from, right? Like treif, pig, try what you want, you can't get rid of the status. The only way to get rid of it is to be mevatel it. So that's called a davar she'ein lo matir. But if Maiser sheni, you could always get rid of the Kedusha from it, even less than a pruta, you can get rid of the kedusha by chizkiyas din. Then it should be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. Anything that you could get rid of its status from it, so it is not batel even in 1,000. So therefore, we'll talk about this in a minute. Why that's true, but maiser sheni. If you, if Chizki is right, if Chizki is right, then you can get rid of its status if it's less than a pruta. Now, why is this true that a davar sheyesh lo matir and a filu b'avlo batel? So the Rishonim give two primary reasons for this halacha. Why is it that anything you can remove its status from it, even one in 1,000? It's a little bit of a coincidence because some people say that the reason why chametz is not batel is because after Pesach, it's going to be okay. So it's like a davar sheyesh lo matir. So why is it? So some say because the whole din of bittul barov, it's like a bidyevin. So if you could get rid of the iser in a different way, why rely on bittul? So it's davash yishlo matir, and we don't want you to rely on bittul. Because it's going to become a mutter anyway. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it, I think the Ran in the Durham says it slightly differently. He says that if it's going to be mutter, we already view it as mutter. It's going to be mutter. So usually bittel happens when you take something usser and you mevatel it in something mutter. Let's say pig. So if there's 60 times the kosher food against the pig, so it's bittel. But davash yesh lo matir, and even though it's usser now, since it's going to be mutter, it's viewed as heter beheter. It's like not bit. It's not heter. It's not iser beheter. It's heter beheter. Anyway, so kol davash yesh lo matir and afilu be'elf lo batel. By the way, this is going to be the whole topic, this question, and questions like this, the whole topic of today's daf. So this is a raya against Chizkiya. Says the Gemara, Umimai demasha enkei memaiser debatel beruba. Maybe when it says, oh, Truma's batel 1 in 100, it doesn't mean but Maiser Sheni is batel in less than that. Maybe Maiser Sheni is not batel in anything, even in 1,000. No, Meiser is different. Not that Meiser is more lenient. Meiser is more strict. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That Meiser is not batel at all. To defend Chizkiya. Says the Gemara, lo matas armas hachi. No, you can't say that. Why? To lagabe truma, chumre de truma ktani. Clearly, this Brisa is teaching you, this Mishnah, excuse me. It's a Mishnah in Bikurim. Clearly, this Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, is teaching me strictnesses by Truma. Kule the Truma Loktani. It's not telling you leniencies. Says the Gemara, who said? It's not true. V'hakatani, v'hei nichsei kohen. No. But one of the things that this Mishnah said is that the kohen is allowed to marry a woman with this, with the Truma. That's a leniency in the Truma. Because by Maaser Sheni, we hold like Rabbi Meir, who says Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoa. You can't marry a woman with Maaser Sheni, so that's a leniency. Says the Gemara, no, lo sak daitach. You can't say like that. You can't explain the Mishnah that way. Desanya behedya. Good morning, Avram Chaim. Desanya behedya, because we learned in a Braisa explicitly. We learned in the Brice explicitly, Maisa Shani Batil Baruba. There it is. Maisa Shani's Batil Barov. Uveza Maisa Shani Amru. With which Maisa Shani is Batil Barov? The Maisa Shain Boshava Pruta. Mamish black on white, a Brice against Chizkiya. Since Maisa Shani, that's less than a Pruta, you have no option to redeem it. So that's why it's batel barov. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's ein lo matirin. And what's another example of maaser sheni that cannot be redeemed? V'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yotza. Maaser sheni food that went into Jerusalem. You're supposed to eat it in Jerusalem, but then you took it back out without eating it. So we're going to learn a little bit more about this later, but you can't redeem it. You can't redeem it. So this kind of thing is batel barov. V'im isel of the Chizkiya, if Chizkiya is right, li'evad leil of the Chizkiya, v'nechel al mosa rishonos, why don't you just redeem it on previous money that you have extra of, that you redeemed previous ma'aser sheni with? Answers the Gemara, delo parik. The Gemara answers, no. Maybe Chizkiya is right, but this brisa that says this, the type of ma'aser sheni that you cannot redeem, and therefore it's batel barov, is maisa sheni, in a situation where you just became a farmer, you're very young, you just became a farmer, you don't have any previous money that you redeemed last year's maisa sheni on. You don't have, you've never, this is your first maisa sheni ever, so you don't have any money. Says the Gemara, okay, v'nesi maisa d'isle, v'nitzdar finu. Okay, so bring, wait till you get some other fruit. Even if you don't have money, you don't have any other money that you use to redeem Isa Shane. Okay, so get some other fruit. Bring another fruit that's another half a pruta. And combine it with this half a pruta. Wait till you get more half a pruta. Wait till more stuff grows. And then combine them and redeem them on a pruta. Answers the Gemara. You're not allowed to. That answers the Gemara. Wait a second. We're talking here about a case where this Maiser Sheni, this less than a pruta, got mixed in, right? That was the case over here. We're talking about half a pruta that got mixed in with non. We say it's batel barov, right? It says over here it was batel barov. So now, what's the suggestion? Take a half a pruta that was not mixed in barov with the other half of the pruta that was mixed in and combine them and redeem them. Says the Gemara, you can't do that. Why? Answers the Gemara, d'oraisa udrabanan lo mitzdarfen. No. The half of pruta that was not mixed in is chayev to be redeemed midoraisa. The half of pruta that was mixed in is only chayev to be redeemed, it's ready, midoraisa, it's batel barov. So now the chiyuv to redeem it is only a din derabanan, lo mitzdarfe. They can't be combined. Because midoraisa, you only have half a pruta worth. Ask the Gemara, okay, v'nesi demai, why don't you bring stuff that's, you're not sure whether Trumas or Mises were, let's say, something bought from an Am Haaretz. That's Demai. You don't know whether he was Mafish, Trumas, or Mises. So the halacha is Demai, you only obligated to do Rabbanan. So take this stuff that was mixed in with the Chulin together with Demai, that's less than a Pruta, and combine it to a Pruta. Answers the Gemara, we don't want you doing that. Dil ma'asi la'asri vadai. Because we're afraid, maybe you'll come, if we allow you to do with Demai, You'll come to include even stuff midoraisa. Says Gemara, why don't we do another solution? Venese shtei prutos. Let this guy bring two prutos. Venechal alai maiser bipruta umechza. So take two prutos and bring maiser sheni, which is worth a pruta and a half. Venechal alai. And the other leftover half a pruta, al hechisera, on the extra half a pruta. Answers the Gemara, misavris pruta umechza tafsa shtei prutos. Who says that the pruta umechza of food would transfer onto the two prutas? Lo! Doesn't work like that. Pruta, tafsa pruta, v'chasi pruta, lo tafsa. If you bring a pruta and a half of food, so one pruta will be redeemed by the full pruta, and the other half of pruta will not be mechula at all, since it's not a complete pruta. It's not mechula at all. Hada havile doraisa. So you're back to the same problem originally, that half of pruta is chayev to be redeemed midoraisa. Udarabanan, and the other half is darabanan, the stuff that's mixed in. Udaraisa darabanan lo mitztarfi. Ask the Gemara. Vinese Isser. Why don't you bring a bigger coin, an Isser, and take new Maiser Sheni and redeem it on less than the Isser, and on the leftover money you could use the stuff that was mixed in? Answers the Gemara, no. Dil ma'asil asuya prutas. We don't allow you to do it with a bigger coin because we're afraid maybe you'll come to do it with a pruta with two prutas, like we said before, and you'll take the pruta and a half on the two prutas, and that doesn't work. So we're afraid that you'll do it that way, so we don't let you do it even with a bigger coin. Says the Gemara. Okay, so basically we're finished with that. And so it sounded like we're finished with that. So in the end of the day, had we defended Chizkiyah or we attacked Chizkiyah? Right, so we defended Chizkiyah. Right, we said you didn't have any previous money. Right. So we defended. So there's no cash on Chizkiyah from there. But now once we brought this Braisa, the Braisa quoted a case that if you brought Meiser into Yerushalayim and then you took it out of Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. So it's gonna be Batel. It's gonna be Batel Barov. Batel Barov. Because you can't redeem it. Says the Gemara Va'amai. Why is somebody that went into Jerusalem and left Jerusalem considered to be something that you cannot redeem? Vilahed of an Eile. Bring it back into Jerusalem and eat it there. So why do you have to be mevatel? It should be considered to be a davish yesh lo matirin. Adi, it's yesh lo matirin because you could just bring it inside and eat it. The only times we say bittel is something that cannot be eaten. You're never like treif. Or like, you know, it can't be eaten. Says the Gemara, Vamai, Lehed of an Eile, bring it back into Jerusalem and eat it inside. So it's a Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin, should not be Batal Baruv. Why did the Braisa say that it's Batal Baruv? Right, that was a Braisa. It was a Braisa, yeah. Answers the Gemara, Benit Bishanitma. We're talking about Maisa Shena that became Tameh. Since it became Tameh, even if you're bringing it back into Jerusalem, you cannot eat it. Ask the Gemara. If it became Tameh, Benifrike, why don't you just redeem it, even though it was already in Jerusalem? Dama Rav Elazar, Minayin LaMaisa Shena Shenitma, Shepodinos, O Afilu B'Yerushalayim. If Maisa Shena became Tameh, you could redeem it even in Yerushalayim itself. Shene'emar, kilo suchal say so. Right? If you can't eat it, it's a literally means you can't carry it, but it also means if you can't eat it, you could redeem it. Ve'ein se'es alachila. Shene'emar, vayisa mas'os me'es panav. So you see, so it's talking about food that you eat. Says the Gemara, Ella. Bilakuach bekesef meiser sheni. We're talking about food. We're talking about not actual meiser sheni itself. Food that was purchased with meiser sheni that got mixed up with chulin that and went out of Yerushalayim. So this stuff you can't redeem it again, and you can't eat it because it became tamei, and therefore you have nothing to do with it, and therefore it's batal barov. Ask the Gemara, Lakoach because of Maisa Sheni, Lifrike, why don't you redeem it? Disnai went into the Mishnah, Halakoach because of Maisa Sheni, Shenitma, Yipadeh. Something purchased with Maisa Sheni money, food that was purchased with Maisa Sheni money, you can redeem. Because the Isser to re-redeem food that was purchased in Maisa Sheni is only when it's Tahar. But if it becomes Tameh, you could re-redeem it. And it says, the Gemara Karabi Yehuda, the Amar Yikaver. No, we're going to Rabbi Yehuda who says you can't re-redeem it once it becomes Tameh. Food that was purchased in Maisa Sheni, you have to bury it. It can't be holier than the Maisa Sheni itself. And therefore, you can't redeem it. Says the Gemara, E Rabbi Yehuda, my ear yatsa. So why is he talking about if it went out? I feel lo yatsa nami. Even in Jerusalem, you have to bury it. So why did it tell you a case of where it went out? So the Gemara says, you're right, we have to come up with a different answer. Why did that Braisa say, Maisa Sheni, that went into Yerushalayim and went out, is batel. Ela la olam bitahar. Umayatza, when it says it went out of Jerusalem, what did it mean? Dinafel mechitzos. The walls of Yerushalayim fell down. And therefore, once the walls of Jerusalem fall down, you can no longer eat Maaser Sheni there. And therefore, it's Batel Maariv, so nothing you could do. You can't eat it. You can't redeem it. So if it falls into two, it falls into a majority of non-Maaser Sheni, it's going to be Batel. That's the case. Even though it's funny, it doesn't say that. It says it went out of Jerusalem. So the Gemara asked the Gemara, really? Amar Rava, Mechitza lechol doraisa, mechitza liklot derabanan. Vechigazer rabanan, ki istu the mechitzas, ki lesson the mechitzas, lechazer rabanan. Rava said, the fact that you need walls of Jerusalem to eat it, that's a din doraisa. But the fact that once it goes in, if it goes out, you can no longer redeem it, that's only a din derabanan. And when did the rabbis make a din derabanan that if it goes out, you're not allowed to redeem it? That's if you have walls. But if there are no walls, there is no, it's such a strange case. The rabbis never made a decree in such a case, and therefore, you're allowed to redeem it. So why is it batel? Answers the Gemara, no. Lo plug rabbanan, bein istil mechitzos, bein lesnil mechitzos. Even if the mechitzos fall down, you can't eat it, you cannot redeem it. And therefore, it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's batel barov. Okay. So that's the case. Unbelievable. So when the Braisa says if it goes out of Yerushalayim, it means if the walls fall down, then it's going to be batel. Now we're going to go back to the question that we had before. We're going back to Chizkiah. We thought we were finished with Chizkiah, but we're going back with him. At the beginning of the Braisa said, Mais Hashem that's less than a pruta is batel barov. And we asked from this against Chizkiah. We gave an answer. The answer that we gave was that it became Tameh. Right? We gave an answer before. The answer was, right, we're talking about Maaser Sheni. Right, we asked against this Braisa from Chizkiah. So Gemara said he didn't have. And we gave all different kinds of answers. Now the Gemara is going to give a different answer to that. Rav Huna by Yehuda Amar, Rav Sheshes. It's not talking about two different cases. One of them is less than a pruta, and one of them is that it went out of Yerushalayim. No! Another answer to defend Chizkiah from this is Chadaktani. It's giving you one example. Maaser Sheni She'ein Bo Sheva Pruta and She'nichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. It didn't have a pruta and it went inside Jerusalem and left. It's not talking about two different cases. That's where it's batel barov. And in this case, even Chizkiah would agree that even Chizkiah gave you the solution for doing less than a pruta with previous money. He would agree in this case you can't redeem it. Ask the Gemara, Amai, why would Chizkiah agree that you can't redeem it? What do you mean? Why don't you just bring it into Jerusalem and eat it inside Yerushalayim? Answer the Gemara, Dinafu mechitzos. The walls of Jerusalem fell down. Ask the Gemara, V'nifrike, why don't you redeem it? Ha'amar Rava, Mechitza lechol d'oraisa, Mechitza lo d'rabbanan. Ki gazer abanan, ki istin l'mechitzas, ki lesin l'mechitza lo gazer abanan. Such a strange case. The rabbis would make it through. He says, the Gemara, like we said, lo plug rabbanan, no. Even in such a case. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, that we're talking about a case that it's batel barov, it's talking about when the walls fell down. You can't redeem it. My area ain't bo shava pruta. Afilu yesh bo nami. Even if it had a pruta, and it got mixed in. So why is telling me a case of ain't bo shava pruta? Says Gemara, lo mi boy kama. You're right. It's the Bryce is teaching you a bigger chiddush. Lo mi boy yesh bo. I don't need you to tell me the case of where it does have a pruta. That it's batel barov, dekaltan le mechitzos, because something that has a pruta's worth, so when the walls were up, so the walls gathered it in, and it became chayev to eat it, and you can't redeem it. Aval ainbo, but something that does not have shava pruta, aim I might have thought, since you could only use this funny shtick of Chizkiah to take previously existing money to redeem it, and that's a very strange kind of a situation. So maybe lo kotele mechitzos. Maybe you're allowed to redeem it even in Jerusalem. Jerusalem never accepted it, this less than the pruta stuff in the first place. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is no, that even Maisa Sheni, that's less than a pruta, the Chacham said the walls do receive it, and it cannot be redeemed, and therefore it's Batel Bero. So we defended Chizkiah in a different way. A little bit more, says the Gemara. Okay, we learned in this entire previous sugya that Chizkiah was Mechadish, that if you have Maisa Sheni that's worth less than a pruta, you can't just redeem it on its own coin. You have to take previous coins that were used to redeem Maisa Sheni, the extra money in the previous coins, that's what you should use it for. Now the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that less than a pruta cannot be redeemed? Tana Rabbanan. Vimgaol yigal ish mima'asro. Mima'asro. Velo kol ma'asro. You could redeem some of your ma'aser, but some of your ma'aser you cannot redeem. Not all of your ma'aser can be redeemed. What's that? Pratla. Ma'aser sheni she'en bo shava pruta. If you have ma'aser sheni that does not have a pruta, that cannot be redeemed. Meaning, the Kedusha is not nitvas on a coin by itself, right? By itself, you can't redeem it. Itmar, Rav Ami Omar Ein Bo. If the Meiser itself is not Shavah Pruta. Rav Asi Omar Ein Bechumsho. Wow. Rav Asi says, even if the Meiser itself is worth a pruta. Let's say the mice is worth exactly a pruta, but the extra fifth is not worth a pruta. If the extra fifth does not have a pruta, you can't redeem it. So in other words, the minimum amount of mice sheni to redeem, it's got to be worth four prutas, so that the fifth is a pruta. That's the way we calculate. We'll see in tomorrow's daf. Milgav or milbar, right? Does that have to be five or four? Right? That's a question of how you calculate the fifth. So, we paskin milgav, which is not the way you and I would have thought. So once it's worth four, so the extra fifth is a pruta, so that's the minimum shear. That's Rav Asi. Rav Asi or me'ein b'chumsho. Rav Asi Amar Ein Bo. Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo. Rav Asi Amar Ein Bechumsho. Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Bo. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ein Bechumsho. Meisive. The Gemara is going to ask Kasha against the one who says that the Meiser itself has to be worth a pruta, but the one-fifth does not have to be worth a pruta. Meisive, Maisa Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta. Maisa Sheni that doesn't have a Pruta. You can't redeem it by itself. You don't have to wait till you get more. Dayo Shi Yomar, Hu V'chumsho, Mechulo Amol Samishonos. Ah, this is a Brisa Mamash supporting Chizkiah. Bish Lama, Laman Dama Ein B'chomesh. Hanitonin Dayo. I understand, according to the opinion that says that the fifth doesn't have a pruta. It itself is worth four, but the fifth is worth less than a pruta. Hainitani dayo. Makes sense to say the word that it's enough to do this. Why? Because the chiddush is, da'af al gav debididei ispe. Even though it itself has a pruta, came in the b'chum sheleke. Leka, since in the 1/5 you don't have a pruta, you can use the word dayo. Shapir. Makes sense to say it's enough to do this. El l'man damar ein bo. But if you're talking about where it itself doesn't have a pruta, my dayo. What's the explanation of the word it's enough to do this? What do you mean? There's not such a big chiddush to say, oh, it's enough to do this. It should have just taught you the din straight. that you're mechal the money on matbea. Says the Gemara, kasha, okay, that's a problem. It shouldn't have used the language of dayo. You're right, the word dayo sounds a little bit more like ein b'chumsho. It itself is worth a prude ein b'chumsho, but you don't die from that kasha. It says a kasha, you're right, it's a kasha. Okay, we will stop here. The next Gemara is going to talk about whether or not the Chumash is a fifth. How do you calculate the fifth? Do you calculate the fifth from Milgav or Milabar, from inside or outside? Meaning, when you're redeeming with a fifth, is it a fifth of the money that you end up paying, or is it a fifth of the value of the Maaseh? So do we say the Maaseh's got to be worth, if the Maaseh's worth four, so a fifth of four would be one and a quarter, would be a fifth of four would be 80%, right? 80% of it, right? Four-fifths of it. Or do we say, no, it's one full one, so that the final amount would be, it's a fifth of the final amount, a fifth of the five. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. I wish you have a great day.
Wednesday night we'll do double, or?
Wednesday night we'll do double, but tomorrow morning, so it'll be, let's figure this out tomorrow morning.
Wednesday night.
I'm a times b'chorim. Yes. So the early minyan here tomorrow morning is, it's a Monday. So they're probably going to daven at 6:25. There'll be a siyum afterwards at 7:05. So it'll be another like 10 minutes. 7:15. Does that work?
Oh, it's later tomorrow?
A little later because there's a siyum after the early minyan. 7:15 tomorrow. Okay.
So the 6:25 minyan here.
Yeah, it's going to probably be in the vicinity of 7:15. There's minion here at 6:25 tomorrow morning.
So 7:15 is the...
6:25 minion, 7:05 siyum, 7:15 shir.
Just don't want to go straight through on Bava Metzia and do the siyum on Bava Metzia tomorrow.
I don't know if I could read that fast. Thank you. Oh.